It is normal on any person's journey to wonder more than once in our wandering what's in store for me next. Life is full of switchbacks, shortcuts, times we feel disconnected or lost, and simply navigating one life transition after another. Some call it liminal space, as we find ourselves drifting along, wondering our purpose, the whys, what's, and how comes of life. And I have to say, so in sign language, my husband is learning sign language, as has learned. So the sign is fine. And sometimes I want to say, I hate the fine sign sometimes. I just go, when he goes, it's fine, I go, so oftentimes, but not always, we can begin our wandering in prayer. Because of the intense emotional upheaval we experience in our lives. And we've been taught oftentimes to turn to the Lord in prayer. And that's sometimes our default, and it's a healthy default. Other times, we may not have the words to express our frustration and the emotional, that intense emotional that we go through. And other times, our wandering starts with the wonderment of where might God be leading us, curious in our posture and who we might find on our journey. It may seem at times like you need to deconstruct your faith and look for something different, simpler, and less messy. And you may at some point get done with the repetition and start looking for answers that lead to more questions, that might not really lead to the answers to those questions or lead to the peace, the fulfillment, the answered questions, or the certainty that you are looking for. And it is difficult when we feel lost in our wandering, and when we realize that there is no blueprint to our faith or map to the depth or the height or the width or the breadth of what we can experience in God's family. So this week, we are journeying with Paul and the people of Ephesus. And Paul is building a family community, a blending of those new to the faith and those who've grown up in it. Blending the two with the complexities, the richnesses, the nuances that come when joining not only two families into one, but multiple families. And where I'm getting the idea of family is from the Greek word presented by Paul, patria, which is deciphered in this instance into family and extended family, which I'm sure we can all understand the nuances of family and the complexities you get with families. Those who not only have connections to one another, but they have a community and a commonality, much like our communities and the layers that we live within. And the connecting point for this family and those who Paul writes to is God, and who Paul is praising for the fatherly paternal care given to humanity. And it is God who Paul not only bows down to, but lifts his prayers to, having faith that God through Christ, who is God, establishes on earth, connected and grounded to people, to God's family. Thus, giving them strength on their journey, in their wandering, in their time of rest, and when they need to prevail over the hard circumstances they would face as a kingdom and the people of God. Having been given the reassurances that in their family roots, the God's glorious riches of grace and mercy, the divine love, flowed and nourish them for all people, layering into one both the old and the new, because there was room enough for all. And what connects us within the family of Ephesus is God's Spirit, empowering us with the strength of God's love to flow in and out through us into one another, giving us the ability to drink from the vast reservoir of God's love that lives in Christ and allows us to absorb and be grounded in God's love. Then, seeing the limitless of Christ's love being filled with the fullness of God and allowing that love to flow through us to fill the thirst, the drought, and the cracks that we might be experiencing. Intertwining that to the physical experiences we are able to share at the Lord's Supper, where the mystery of God is deepened when we taste and see the body and blood of Christ turned into bread and wine for us, experiencing the tasting of the bread and wine, filling the waters of baptism, revealing our own dependence on God's love for us, where our journey plumbs the depths, the heights, the breadth, and the length of Christ's grace and love for all. Holding on to the truths of that, of God's, that reality of God, when it feels as though we are aimlessly wandering without direction or purpose, and recalling that we are rooted in Christ. Therefore, we are not lost in our wandering. That Christ's love is being bestowed on us, giving our roots ability to grow and be in wonder in the amazing gift of God's grace for us. And then when our roots are intact, they are being continually filled and are being called to promote a healthy and holy community. And then considering and giving ourselves grace, recalling that we are imperfect and we are blending multiple families into a singular community. Continuing to grasp at understanding the scope of Christ's love and God's grace for all, as we are called to do. So the questions remain. These are hard questions. Do we burn it all down and start over? Or do we go over and off an unhealthy tangent? Or go on a walkabout of self-discovery? If so, does it lead to stubbornness, loneliness, isolation, hoping for a clear path forward and wonder at all if God is setting something else up for you to discover? And it starts by deconstructing the myths that all who wonder are lost, and if you aren't in church, ... any of those unhelpful Bible quotes or advice that I'm sure you've all heard throughout your lifetimes, that have set you up for the unhelpful things that you've heard. We'll leave it at that. And for those of you finding yourself starting off in a new place or time in your life, remember that the wilderness is wherever you find yourself, and that God will meet you there with a basket of bread and fish and possibly a bottle of wine, and they will feed you. And the nourishment is provided for the soul, the mind, the body, and the spirit. When you enter and wander the path set before you and find rest in these moments, even if at first it is unsettling and disorienting, hold on to the truth that God loves you and you belong to the family of Christ. Wherever you find yourself throughout your journey into this place, remember that God is not a destination. Like a river, like a road, God takes us somewhere. And for that reason, the authentic experience of communion with God leads us into communion with all of God's creations. And the deeper we go into the love of God, the deeper we are led into all that God loves. And know you are rooted and grounded, and that God has you. Amen.